Hall. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California, November 23, 1903. Dear Sister Hall, we are safe if we do the will of our Heavenly Father. If I have any will of my own, I do not know it. Mark the closeness of the relationship between Christ and His Father. See the entire dependence of the Son on the Father, as shown in the words, "The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do." Mark the implicit obedience in the words, "For whatsoever things the Father doeth, these things doeth the Son in like manner." John 5, verse 19. No less entire is to be our dependence on Christ, and no less implicit our obedience. Christ's words regarding this matter are definite. He was standing at the head of humanity, and He set human beings an example of perfect obedience. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth Him all things that He Himself doeth. Verse 20. It was in our behalf that Christ came to this world to make known the will of His Father, and to show human beings what they must become before they can stand before God in the heavenly courts. It is our work to obey God, to learn and obey the laws of His kingdom. The leadership of Israel. God chose Israel to be His people, and by His mighty power He delivered them from Egyptian bondage. The Egyptians saw and felt the scourging of God. The whole land bore evidence to the power of Him who ruleth in the heavens. All Egypt was desolated before Pharaoh would submit to God's will. Thus God worked to lead His people in all future ages to magnify His power and to look to Him as the supreme ruler. The Son of God, enshrouded in the pillar of cloud, was the leader of the children of Israel, overseeing every phase of their experience. He educated and disciplined them, often testing their faith. Fleeing from Pharaoh's host, they found themselves at one time hemmed in by inaccessible mountains, with the Red Sea before them and the enemy following hard after. The command came, "Go forward," and as they obeyed, the waters parted before them. Exodus 14, verse 15 and 21. In their journey through the wilderness, the Israelites were led and protected by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. The stopping of the pillar of cloud was the sign that they were to encamp at the place over which the cloud rested. Moses, the visible leader of the Israelites, was admitted into the secret councils of the Most High. The people were given evidence that Moses did indeed talk with God, receiving from Him the instruction given them. Christ would have led the people into the promised land by a much more direct route had they shown a willingness to be guided by Him and to place their dependence on Him. Had they obeyed the directions given them by Moses, not one of those who started on the journey from Egypt would in the wilderness have fallen a prey to disease or death. They were under a safe guide. Christ had pledged Himself to lead them safely to the promised land if they would follow His guidance. They were under His direct leadership. In every one of them He was interested, but they allowed unbelief to enter their hearts and murmured against Moses and Aaron for bringing them out of Egypt, and punishment came upon them. Only two of the adults who left Egypt entered Canaan. The rest died in the wilderness during the 40 years of wandering. The instructions given to Moses for ancient Israel, with their sharp, rigid outlines, are to be studied and obeyed by the people of God today. God desires His people to study these lessons and not to follow their own judgment, making their own plans. God has shown that there is only one Lord, and that He rules in the heavens, and has given laws that all are to obey. Let us study the experience of the children of Israel and the Lord's dealing with them, His encouragement of the obedient, and the punishment that came upon those who were determined to carry out their own devisings, supposing that finite human beings could become an authoritative power to which all must concede. God's divine philosophy is revealed in the experience of Israel, chosen by Him from all nations to be His peculiar people. From His dealing with them, we learn that He must be obeyed, that those who are determined to exalt themselves must be blotted out. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. Exodus 19, verse 1, 3-8. This is the great charter by which Israel was received as the Lord's chosen people. The giving of the law. Describing the giving of the law, Moses says, The Lord came down from Sinai, and rose up from Seir. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand went forth a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved his people. All his saints are in the midst of thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Deuteronomy 33, verse 2, 3. God purposed to make the occasion of speaking his law a scene of awful grandeur, in keeping with its exalted character. The people were to be impressed that everything connected with the service of God must be regarded with the greatest reverence. God showed his contempt for cities and palaces, the work of human hands, and chose a mountain in a great desert as the place from which to proclaim his law. On every side, vast, rugged heights seemed in their solitary grandeur to speak of eternal endurance and majesty. Here the mind was impressed with solemnity and awe. Man was made to feel his ignorance and weakness in the presence of him who weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Isaiah 40, verse 12. Here Israel was to receive the most wonderful revelation ever made by God to man. Here the Lord gathered his people that he might impress upon them the sacredness of his requirements by declaring with his own voice his holy law. Upon Mount Sinai, God came down to speak to the people, his glory so concealed that they could hear his voice without being consumed. From a place untouched by human hands, he spoke. When I think of the scenes connected with the giving of the law, I wish that I could say to every human being, Man is finite. God and Christ are infinite, omnipotent, eternal. Let not finite human beings attempt to interpret God, making him only a God revealed in nature. Many have made a great mistake by the way in which they have represented Jehovah. The contract, the settlement made by God with Israel, contained no proposition coming from human beings. It was formed by the one who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. It is man's privilege to exercise living faith in the Savior. John declares, As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. I am instructed to say that in the future great watchfulness will be needed. There is to be among God's people no spiritual stupidity. Evil spirits are actively engaged in seeking to control the minds of human beings. Men are binding up in bundles, ready to be consumed by the fires of the last days. Those who discard Christ and his righteousness will accept the sophistry that is flooding the world. Christians are to be sober and vigilant, steadfastly resisting their adversary, the devil, who is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Men under the influence of evil spirits will work miracles. They will make people sick by casting their spell upon them, and will then remove the spell, leading others to say that those who were sick have been miraculously healed. This Satan has done again and again. God will be the sanctuary of his people if they will obey his word, believing and proclaiming the simple gospel truths that Christ proclaimed when in this world. We need now to pray as we have never prayed before. We are living in the great day of atonement, and we are to confess our sins and make diligent work of repentance. We are to put all our capabilities to work, that we may be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Satan comes down as a beautiful angel and presents lovely pictures before the eyes of those who have so perverted their ways before God that they do not see what they are or know what they need. The enemy has come down with great power to work with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. God calls for repentance and reconversion. John writes, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 5, verse 6 to 10. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. Verses 11-12. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. Verse 13. Now is the time for us to educate our tongues to speak the truth. Now is the time for all prevarication to cease. Now is the time for every man to criticize himself and closely examine his own heart, testing it by the law of God. Night after night, scenes are presented to me which lead me to feel that I must cry aloud, and spare not, but I must lift up my voice like a trumpet, and show God's people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, God says, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Isaiah 58, verse 2. Read the whole of this chapter, the 58th of Isaiah, and apply it where it truly belongs. God requires his people, and especially those who dare to accept positions in our institutions, to be pure and holy. He calls upon them to wear his yoke, to suffer no man to bind yokes of human manufacture upon their necks. They are amenable to God, and to him alone, for they are his blood-bought heritage. When the lives of God's people are cleansed from moral and spiritual pollution, when their eyes are anointed with the heavenly eye salve, they will see that they are poor and wretched and miserable and blind and naked. They will come to the fountain that has been opened for Judah and Jerusalem and apply the cleansing blood of Christ to their poor, sin-sick souls. God grant that they may make no delay in securing the advantages that he has prepared for all who love him and keep his commandments.